Sunday Satsang, June 14th, 2020, in Sri Radhakundam. Lord asked a question. He said there's some reference that bhakti, practicing bhakti bhajan is like walking on the edge of a razor. Can you please explain this analogy or why path of bhakti mark is called razor's edge? This razor idea comes from an actual shloka, comes from the Upanishads, the Katha Upanishad, which in the shloka that it comes from is quoted in Srila Prabhupada's shloka book. And this is a shloka from Katha Upanishad, part 1, chapter 3, verse 14. 1, 3, 14, Katha Upanishad. Here's a shloka. Uttishtata jagrata prapyavran nibodhata shurasya dara nishita dharatya durgam patas tat kavayo vedanti. Translation: please wake up, Uttishta Jagrata. Understand, try to understand the boon which you now have in this human form of life. Prapya varan nibodhata. Please wake up and try to understand the boon which you have by having a human form of life. Uttishta Jagrata prapya varan nibodhata. In other words, become aware of the favors you have attained. In other words, arise, awaken. You have attained an elevated soul as your guru. So now learn the spiritual truths from him. Now the rest of the verse is the second part. Shurasya dara nishita dharatiya durgam patas tat kavyo vedanti. Kavyo vedanti. Those learned poets, those learned sages, Kavya Vedanti, they say that Durgam Pat, Bhakti Pat is a Durgam. Durgam Pat, Dharatya, it's very difficult, very hard. Shurasya, and here's the analogy. Shurasya Dara, that means it's holding, Shurasya means edge of a razor. So what does this, translate? The path of spiritual realization is very difficult. It is sharp like a razor's edge. That is the opinion of learned transcendental scholars. Katha Upanishad 1, 3, 14. In other words, I comment, to stay on the narrow path of bhakti bhajan, we must always maintain our moral purity. We have the four regular principles. And practice bhakti bhajan with alertness and concentration. Without this type of practice or training, our search for Krishna will go in vain. The mind will be drawn away from the search by distractions, by material desires, and by laziness. Sometimes desire for name and fame may enter our bhakti bhajan. Various other desires may come to distract the mind. But a sadhaka of bhakti has to keep himself on the straight and narrow path, which is compared to walking on the edge of a razor. Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse from Katha Upanishad many times in his purports of his books. And I'll give a sample of his purports I'm going to read here. He said, this example is very appropriate. One can shave his face with a sharp razor very nicely, but as soon as someone his attention is diverted from the activity, he immediately cuts his cheek because he mishandles the razor. This is in the old days when they had these straight razor blades, not like these modern Gillette Mach 2 floating triple razor blades. You can't scratch yourself, can't really cut yourself. But the Puranas and Upanishads written in the old days when it just was a straight blade, like almost like a knife. It's just like a knife sharp knife with a handle, and that's what they use to cut beards, and it's called a razor. So it's easy. You're shaving and you look the other way and don't pay attention, you cut your cheek off in a second. So that's the razor, cutting the beard. So in practicing Bhakti Bhajan, the Prabhupada's saying, Krishna consciousness, one must be also be very careful. If one is inattentive or careless in his practice of Bhakti Sadhana, it may cause a fall down. Why does he fall down? Because of false ego. This path is very difficult. Durgam says Durgam Path. Durgam means very difficult to pass over. But if we're a little attentive and we have to remember and think, I'm passing through a very dangerous way, I must be very careful. So our attention, we should always be very attentive to how we are executing our spiritual life. That's very simple. How to be attentive. We should strictly observe the four regular principles and chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa every day without fail. That will save us. We won't get cut. We won't slip off the razor's edge of Bhakti Bhajan. But if we come inattentive to these spiritual principles, then there's a chance of falling off the path and getting cut. Shrasya Dara. As soon as you become a little inattentive in your Bhakti Bhajan, and your son, immediately Maya cuts you and captures, yes, come on, and everything you've done is a failure. If one swerves or veers or goes off slightly from the path laid out by the spiritual master, he will fall down. So that's the razor's edge analogy. Bhakti, the path of bhakti is a razor's edge. Stay on the path. Don't crash your car. Don't crash your bhakti mobile. It's like you're driving down the highway. It's a narrow path going down the countryside. But you fall asleep or get distracted, look out the window and cross the yellow lane, you might end up in the front of a Mack truck or front of a lorry. And that's the end of you. So you have to be careful. This path is sharp. It's compared to a razor's edge. Bhakti. This bhakti, practicing bhakti bhajan, cuts all the maya, cuts all our attachments, our material attachments, cuts them at the root. It cuts the root of material desires are cut by bhakti bhajan. Karmani nirhati kintu cha bhakti bhajan. But if we're practicing bhakti inattentively or carelessly or offensively, or with ego, then we're making offenses, and then our bhakti loses its cutting edge. And then instead of cutting through maya, maya cuts into us. Maya starts cutting off leaves off our bhakti lata, and maybe even cuts our bhakti lata in half from offending great Vaishnavas. So this is the Upanishad, this is the truth of the Upanishads. Patishyata jagrata prapya varan nibodhata. Prapya varan nibodhata. You attain this great fortune of human life. Now wake up. Utishta, uta, uta, utishta, jagrata. Wake up, get up, get moving. Prapya varan nibodhata. You have this great boon. You've acquired this great boon. Now nibodha. Be extremely intelligent. Srosyadara nishita dharatya durgam pata. This bhakti path is duratya, it's difficult and hard, durgam hard. Shirasyadara, it's like holding the edge of a razor. So that's the Upanishad verse. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava, Shri Govinda Gopinatha, Madana Mohan Shama Kandarada.